Hello, Mrs. Adsa. Thank you so much. Great topic, superior man. And I'm going to talk about superior man very short because I think I've talked about that a little bit in the past. So, but before that, I want to ask the question that you asked at the end of the recording. So you said, what is my fear? I'm afraid of, high buildings. When I go up and look down, I feel very, very dizzy. So, I'm afraid of heights. So, and sometimes I'm afraid of death, most of the time because I like to live a long, long life. So I'm afraid to death, to die actually early, and that's a very sad thing if it happens to me. So I hope not. I hope to live a long life. And about being superior. So this lesson is about how to be a superior man. It's about men, and it's about how they must go and achieve success, and how to be a great man. The main idea of the book is about how to be a great man for your wife and for your life. And in my opinion, there are four virtues that each man must have. And I talked about that in one of my lessons, like if you remember it or not. I hope you remember it. And there are four virtues. It's strength, mastery, courage, and honor. And each man must have it in order to help and protect his family, his wife, his family. And a man must be strong, and a man must be courageous, as you mentioned, that we must not be afraid. We must do the things that we want. We must not let the life let the life to become boring or something like that. And we must be somehow honorable. We must let people think that we are honorable. Each man needs honor in order to become a great man, in order to become a superior man. And the topic is exactly the thing that each man must follow. And thank you so much. All I can say is that. And again, thank you so much because of the great participation. I think that you're one of the most active members in these talks. And wow, thank you so much. All I can say. And keep going. See ya.